Good morning, Brimbank Church of Christ, and welcome to the Lord's table. I'm looking forward to sharing with you, and this is a table that's the invitation is to all people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour. God is good, isn't he? Can you say that today? Are you happy and are you able to say that God is good? A friend of mine, his name is Michael, he was in the news recently as someone who's suffered quite horribly with the coronavirus. Before the news, I'd already heard that he'd come back from a mission in Africa very unwell. And when I heard that, I texted him and just to see how he's going. And he said, he told me he'd been put into a coma for 14 days because he was so unwell. His wife had also been sick with the virus, and his wife's mother died from the virus. And yet, at the end of him telling me everything, he said, God is good. I thought, wow, that's an amazing thing for someone to say after all he's been through and still going through. He's got a long way to recovery yet. But he was able to say, God is good. And I believe he could say that because he knows who he is in Christ. He knows that he is dwelling in the love of Christ and the love of God. He knows that nothing can ever separate him from that love. And he knows that God is pouring out every spiritual blessing on him. That doesn't mean that everything goes well in life, but he knows that he has an eternity in God's kingdom. And that's what's important. And God is good. God is good. But we also need to remember too that even though nothing can separate us from God's love, we mustn't be complacent and think that, sin doesn't matter. God will forgive us. God picks us up again and gets us back on our feet. He won't leave us. But the reality is sin matters very much. And it matters so much that Jesus Christ died on the cross to manage our sin, to deal with our sin and make sure it's not something that we have to deal with. He left his place of glory to dwell on earth in a human body, born as a little helpless baby, subjected to hunger and restricted by time and restricted by having to sleep and being rejected, being tempted in every way, having to learn to endure and to persevere. And he chose to do this and then ultimately to die a terrible death on the cross so that our sin is dealt with appropriately. This was his choice to do this. Our sin does matter. And although we don't dwell on this because we know that we are free from our sin and we live in the love of Jesus and free from the guilt of sin, it's so important that we realise just how desperate and hopeless we'd be without the cross. We'd have no chance at all. But because Jesus died on the cross and paid that penalty on our behalf, we are no longer subjected to judgment for our sin, and we have freedom to approach God's throne with confidence and knowing that we're at peace with God, and nothing in the whole world, nothing in creation, there's nothing we can do to stop that love and stop and to separate us from God and his kingdom and the eternal life that he has for us. So having said all of that, that's why we come to this table and we share in this communion, to remind us that at the centre of everything is the cross. It's all because of the cross, Jesus on the cross, that we have what we have. We have eternal life and heaven to look forward to, and a place of glory, a wonderful place to look forward to and to enjoy, to begin to enjoy even here on earth. God is good. He's good in his mercy, and he's good in his justice. And the cross is the source of both justice and mercy. So we take the bread and remember that this was Jesus' body. It was given for us. It was punished for us so that we don't have to face punishment. It frees us from fear of death and fear of punishment. So let's eat this and remember it and remember the cross and what it means for us. So let's eat the bread together. And then the wine, it represents Jesus' blood. The blood of a new covenant, not a covenant that depends on us and how well we can behave. A covenant that depends entirely on Jesus and the fact that he was completely obedient to his Father. A one-way covenant that God promises, so long as we just believe in Jesus and we receive this gift of salvation. That's it. That's all we have to do. And Jesus' blood was spilt to make us clean and make us holy. Let's drink together. Let's pray. I thank you, Jesus, that because of your death on the cross, I am free from guilt, I'm free from fear, I'm confident that you are with me always and that there is nothing I can do to stop that. You are always with me. And when I mess up, you'll pick me up and put me back on my feet and head me off again. When my situation is not as I would like it, I know that you're with me and I know that you are in control and I can trust you completely. I thank you that I am your child, God. And I thank you that anyone who believes in you has that privilege of being your child, an heir with your son, Jesus, and destined for glory. I pray that you help us as believers to live according to that, live as your children, free, and to really know what that freedom means. And I just pray for everyone who's listening at the moment that they will know this freedom and that they will just have a glimpse of the immensity of what it meant that for Jesus to die on the cross and what that salvation means. We praise you and we thank you and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you really enjoy the rest of the day and really know the peace of God.